Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refua Shalema, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
We are now starting Beis Hashem Ligmor and Afchav Ches Man Alf, which begins with Ligmor before and Afchav Zayin Omid Beis. Our Gemara brings down how different Hanam and Amiram explains that they were Zeicha Tarichas Yomim. Now, before we start the actual Gemara, I would like to mention a tremendous machlokes and mefarshim that we find as far as the anhogos that are mentioned in the Gemara. In the Rishonim, for example, in Tosfos, the Rashba, Itvan Meiri, one sees that they understand that all the anhogos that are mentioned in the Gemara were only anhogos in the Midas Chasidos. They were not anhogos Mikra Adin. And for that reason, they were Zeicha Tarichas Yomim based on the fact that they were Noyeg Hanhogos Midas Chasidos even more than the Ikra Adin is Mechayev. And for that reason, the Rishonim go on to explain that all the Hanhogos that are mentioned in our Gemara are not Mikra Adin. For example, as we find in Tesis, that when the Gemara says, Shol Talmidei Vesabizakei Vameh Harachta Yomim, and he told them, Omer Lehem, he told his Talmidim, like Kinisi Shemu Chaverai, Tosfos explains that we are talking about a kinui doi have ganai. Because again, a kinui that is a ganai is also Mikra Adin. And for that reason, that the Bezakai said that he was Zeicha Tarichas Yomim because the Kinisi Shemu Chaverai has to be talking about a kinui she'enei shel ganai. And even that, which is not Mikra Adin, he was Makbid not Yimachana Shemu Chaverai. And so too, in that thing, Mara says, Voibitalti Kiddush Hayoim, the Meiri explains that we are talking about Voibitalti Kiddush Hayoim from Kiddush Alayayin. Because again, as far as the Iker Chi of Kiddush is concerned, there is no question that he was Makadish Alapas. The Chiddush of Voibitalti Kiddush Hayoim, that because of that he was Zeicha Tarichas Yomim, is based on the fact that he was Makbit Makadish Alayayin. The Marsha in Chidush HaGadol from Tainis Daf Chaf from a base, on the other hand, explains our Gemara differently. The Marsha says as follows: V'ruban dechashiv hacha, most of the anhogos that are mentioned in our Gemara aveiros kedilos are tremendous aveiros. Ela mishum deruba da'alma nichsholim be'ilu dvarim hispar hu behem shenichshol behem. Since most people were nichshol in these aveiros, therefore, since they were not nechshal, since these Amirom and Tanam were not nechshal in these Averis, for that reason they were Zeicha Tarichas Yomim, based on the fact that they were Nizhar in what Ruba Da'alma were nechshalim. That is the pshat of the Marsha. Now again, getting back to our Gemara, that the Gemara says different reasons how Tanam and Amirom explain that they were Zeicha Tarichas Yomim, the Ben Yehuda explains that in most of the Anhogos, the underlying theme of the Anhoga is that they were Noeg Anhoga Shal Kibbut, either as far as Kavod Chaverim is concerned. For example, by not being Mechana Shem Chaverai, they were being Noeg Kavod B'Chavereim. Or as far as the Anhoga of Kavod to Beis HaKnesses, like the Gemara says, V'yasisi Kapendario Beis HaKnesses. And so too we find in the Gemara Vayta that the Gemara Vayta says, Shaul Talmid of Esabizera, Ba'meh Harach Yamim. And he answered them by telling them that while your Harati B'mavoyis Mutunafis, he did not think about Torah B'mavoyis Mutunafis, even though, as Rishonim explain, it was Mutter Mekar Adin, he was Noyeg Kavid HaTorah. And for that reason, he was not Mahar B'mavoyis Mutunafis, even where it was Mutter Mekar Adin, in order to be Noyeg Kavid HaTorah. So again, the anhogos that are mentioned in our Gemara are anhogos of Kavod. Therefore, the Ben Yehuda goes on to explain that since they were noeg anhogos of Kavod, they were zeicha mida kenege mida to zikna. As the Ben Yehuda says, shnei senes Kavod la'adam shakol mechab den oisei bekimo shar dvarim. And therefore, mida kenege mida, because they were noeg Kavod, either b'kavod chavireyim, or in Kavod beis haknesses, or Kavod ha'Torah, for that reason, they were zeicha that people should mechabed them mipnei ziknasam. That is how the Ben Yehuda explains how they were zeicha tarichas yomim because of the anhogos that are mentioned in our Gemara. Now, to explain what it means tarichas yomim, as the Gemara says ba'meh harach yomim, we find in Rav Sadia Goyin in Emunas V'Deyas, the Rav Sadia Goyin says the following chiddush that Gezer HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala Adam beisivaldei kitzvas chayim mesuyemes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gezer, when a person is born, a certain amount of time that he will live. V'misnaheg b'toiv yarech hayamim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person is naheg b'toiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him arichas yamim even more than the amount of time that was allotted at the time of his birth. The Yavetz goes on to say as follows: the life of tzaddikim is nehavim hashamayim u'abrius ki tzirach ha'ilam v'takanasei tzui bahem. The world needs tzaddikim, and therefore chena aves v'anaviim zochu arichas yamim. Because again, since the ilam is tzirach ha'tzaddikim, it is necessary for the world to have tzaddikim, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'arech yamim l'teivas ha'ilam. Now, I'd like to speak about some of the points that are mentioned in the Gemara, some of the anhugas that are mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shaul tamid v'esabaza ben shamua ben b'me'arech t'yamim. And he said, Omar lohem l'nasasi kapay boy bracha. Whenever I was nesei kapayim, whenever I didn't see his kapayim, I didn't see his kapayim with a bracha. The obvious question is, what was so special about the anhaga of v'nasasi kapei boi bracha, ulcher nesis kaim as like any other mitzvah, that needs a berkas hamitzvahs? So we find in the Maharsha that the Maharsha says the following pshat. The hava aminai, what a thought. Dein ha-kein tzarech levarach, a kein should not have to make a bracha, kivan she'ein zu ha-mitzvah, elo ha-tevasan shal Yisrael, she'tachu berkas ha-kadosh baruch al Yisrael. Since the mitzvah is only in order to bring about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's bracha, therefore I would have thought that one should not make a bracha in Birkas Kohenim. And as Moshe explained, I would have thought that Birkas Kohenim is only a Hechsher mitzvah, because the Kiyom HaMitzvah is through that that a Kadosh Baruch Hu benches Klal Yisrael. And since all they're doing is enabling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha shvichal kval Yisrael, therefore all they're doing is a hechsher mitzvah. And therefore, just like one does not make a bracha on the binyan of a sukkah, or on the making of tefillin, because all one is doing is a hechsher mitzvah, so too I would have thought that one should not make a bracha on Birkas Kohenim, because all they're doing is being machsher the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bichal, which is the kiyam ha-mitzvah through that kval Yisrael becomes nisparich. But again, as one sees in the Maharsha, that is only a Havamina. But la'alacha, there is a Chiyuv of Arach, and we do not look at Birkas Kohenim as a Hechsher Mitzvah, but rather we say the Mitzvah is the Birkas Kohenim itself. And we do not say that Birkas Kohenim is only a Hechsher Mitzvah for the Bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather the Bracha of the Kohenim, that is the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah of the Kohenim is to be Mavarach Klal Yisrael. And therefore Moshe asks that even though there would have been a Havamina, that one does not have to make a bracha in Birkas Kohenim, but since la'alacha there is a chiv to make a bracha, so again, what is pshat in that the Rebbe and Shmuel said that because he was in varech klal Yisrael, he was zeichat arichas yamim, l'chera, he was mechuyev varech, and since he was mechuyev varech, again, the Rishonim explained that all the anhogas that I mentioned in our Gemara, that they was zeichat arichas yamim, is only because anhogas were anhogas mimidas chasidas not meikradin. And if one is mechuyev avarach mekradin, so again, why was he zeichet arichas yamim? Because he was mevarech berkas kayanim. The Miri himself brings down b'shem ayesh mefarshim that explains our Gemara as follows. The chiddush of Reb Elazar ben Shmuel was that even though he was already nisei kapav, and he was nisei kapav with a bracha, still the second time that he was nisei kapav, he also made a bracha. As the Meiri says, Kopam Shayim is Daman Way Lisa, whenever he had a chance, Vinese Kapav Hayachizer Umavarech Berkas HaMitzvahs. He said again a Berkas HaMitzvahs. And as the Berkei Yosef and Simon Kov Chav Ches of Katni Beis explains, that really that he was Nase Kapav again was only a mitzvah kumis. Because as far as the Iker Chiv Berkas Kainim, he was Yetzi as Chiv the first time that he was Nase Kapav. And therefore, since that he was Nase Kapav a second time was only a mitzvah kumis, there was no chiyuv to be nisei kapav a second time. For that reason, there is no chiyuv bracha. There was no chiyuv bracha. Just like we find by Nashim, that even according to Yishayim, that understand the Nashim are mevarches on mitzvah saseh shezman grama, which Nashim are pturis from, That does not mean that they are mechuyev avarech, but all it is yechuyev avarech. They have the option to make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shehazman gomen. So too, in our sugya, by Abaza ben Shemua, there was no chuyev avarech. He was not mechuyev to avarech on the second time that he was nisvei kapov. All it was a rishos. And for that reason, Abaza ben Shemua was mishtabeach ba'atzma. He was saying about himself that the reason why he was zeichat arichas yomim is based on the fact that he was mevorech birkas kohanim on the second time he was nisei kapav, even though he did not have any chiyuv to make a bracha. The Meiri, on the other hand, argues on the Ish Mefarshim, and the Meiri understands that even though there was no chiyuv to be nisei kapav a second time, still there is a chiyuv to be mevorech the second time that he was nisei kapav. From the Meiri, Uchayu one sees that even though the actual mitzvah on the Sias Kapayim is only a mitzvah kiyumis, but still we say that if one is mekayim a mitzvah kiyumis, there is a chiyuv to make a bracha. One is not allowed to mekayim a mitzvah without making a bracha. And therefore, even though the actual mitzvah is only a mitzvah kiyumis, but we still say that there is a chiyuv levarech. Because again, one cannot do a mitzvah without making a berkas hamitzvahs. Now getting back to our Gemara, the Meiri explains our Gemara as follows. That our Gemara is not referring to the actual bracha of Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvah yisav tzivonu l'varech esam yisal ba'ava. But rather our Gemara is referring to the yiratzen that the Kohenim say before they make a bracha. That at the time that the Ra'ilu would duch and the Kohenim say, Yiratzen shetehe bracha zu katikuna. That is the bracha that our Gemara is referring to. And that Yiratzen is not a chiyuv. And therefore, Abaza ben Shemua was saying that because of that Yiratzen, he was makbit to say, for that reason, he was zeiche tarichos yamim. The Netziv, in Shalos HaTshuvos Meshuv Dover, Chilgal Simim Mem Zayin, and so too we find in the Teres HaKnoyos in Seita Daf HaMatasim and Aleph, and by Ramesha again in Igros Mesha Archeim Chil Gimel, Simon Yad Zayin, explain our Gemara as follows. They explain our Gemara based on that we find in the Magen Avraham, Simon Kof Chav Chesiv Katan Yad Zayin, B'Shem the Mabit. The Magen Avraham says that each Kayin should make his own bracha. And we do not say that each Kayin, that all the Kayinim should be Yitzei with the bracha of one of the Kayanim. As Mabit explains, we are worried that the Kohenim will not be able to hear a bracha from one specific Kohen, as Mabit says, Mipnei HaTeiruf. And therefore, it is better for each Kohen to make his own separate bracha. And therefore, the Netziv, Ramesh and the Teres HaKnois explain that was the Chiddush of Abaza ben Shemua. That Abaza ben Shemua was worried about Teiruf. He was worried that he would not be able to hear the bracha from one specific kohen, and for that reason he made his own separate bracha. And therefore, for that he was cheshesh for tiruf, and he made his own separate bracha, that is why he explained that he was zeiche tarichas yamim. The Netziv goes on to say that from that we find in our Gemara that Abaza ben Shemua only spoke about the bracha berkas kohenim, and not the actual berkas kohenim itself. One sees that as far as the Birkas Kainim itself, it was Poshet, that one cannot be Yitze Birkas Kainim, B'Shemei Kainim, from hearing it from a different Kain. And for that reason, he only spoke about the Bracha, because only by the Bracha is there the possibility to be Yitze the Bracha B'Shemei Kainim from a different Kain making the Bracha. But on Birkas Kainim itself, there is no way that one can be Yitze Birkas Kainim B'Shemei Kainim. As the Netziv explains, that since Birkas Kohenim is considered a tefillah, therefore each person has to say their own personal tefillah, and one cannot be yitzei b'shemei kohen Birkas Kohenim. That is how the Netziv is medayik in our Gemara. In the Gra, Bevuri HaGra, in Siman Kuf Chav Chesif Yigimel, we find that the Goyin explains our Gemara differently. The Goyin proves from our Gemara the Ein HaBracha Mi'ikra Adin. That one makes a bracha on Birkas Kohenim is not Mi'ikra Adin. Mi'ikra Adin, there is no Chiyuv Avarech, and for that reason, Abaza ben Shemua was Meshabeach Ba'atzmai, that because he made a bracha, he was Zeicha Tarichas Yamim, because again, the bracha is not Mi'ikra Adin. The Domestic Eliezer explains that the bracha is not Mi'ikra Adin is based on that that the goyin is going with shitasa in siman ches, she mitzvah she ein haasiya tuya ba'isa, a mitzvah that is not completely dependent on the person doing the mitzvah himself, one does not make a bracha. Only by a mitzvah that is completely dependent upon the person doing the mitzvah do we say that one is mechuyev to make a bracha. And therefore, as the Maaseh Eliezer goes on to say, that since by Birkas Kohanim, if they do not call him up to be Oilu Adochin, there's no mitzvah. He does not have a mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. Therefore, we say that there is no chiyuv to make a Birkas HaMitzvahs. Because again, since the mitzvah is not completely dependent upon himself, it is dependent upon others. For that reason, there is no takana of Berkas HaMitzvahs, and there is no chiv to make a Berkas HaMitzvahs. The obvious question is, if there is no chiv to make a Berkas HaMitzvahs based on the fact that the mitzvah is not completely dependent upon himself, how is a Blessed Ben Shmuel allowed to make a Berkas HaMitzvahs? Again, if there was no takana of Berkas HaMitzvahs and Berkas Kayanim, he should not be allowed to make a Berkas HaMitzvahs. So we find in the Sefer Yiturim Megillah that says the following chiddush, that the bracha that Blessed Ben Shmuel was making was not a Berkas HaMitzvahs, because again, since the mitzvah was not completely dependent upon himself, there was no room to make a Berkas HaMitzvahs, but rather this bracha is a Berkas HaShvach. And one is allowed to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim, even though there is no takana of Berkas HaMitzvahs. Because again, one is allowed to be Meshaveach HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of Nesias Kapayim, even though there is no Chiyav Ovarech. And for that reason, Blessed Ben Shmuel was Meshaveach Ba'atzmai, that he was Zeichel Arichas Yamim, because he made a Berkas HaShvach, that he was being Meshaveach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for their ability to make the Bracha of Berkas Kayanim. L'chir, one can say, another pshat in our Gemara, based on that we find that the Nusach HaBracha is Asher Kedeshono B'mitzvaysa V'tzivonu Levarech Es Amo Yisrael Be'ava. And as we find, the Bereshiva and Saito Amitas Menalef explains that in order for the Bracha to be Chal, one needs to be Mevarech the Bracha Be'ava. Only then do we say that the Berkas Kohanim is Chal on the Tzibur. And as we find the Magen Avraham and Arachayim, Sama Kof Chav Chesiv Katan Yichas says, B'Shem HaZayar, She'Koyen Dwey Rochim La'ama, if the Koyen does not love the Am that he's being Mevarech, Loi Yisa Kapov, because again, there is a T'nai that in order for the Bracha to be Chal, one needs to be Mevarech the Bracha Be'ava. One has to have Ava to the Tzibur that he's being Mevarech in order to enable the Bracha to be Chal. And without that, he should not be Nisei Kapov. And therefore, in order to make the bracha of Asher Kedeshonu B'mitzvah Yisav Tzivonu, one has to know that the bracha that he's about to make is being made be'ava. And therefore, only someone that's on the Madriga to be Mevarech be'ava has a right to be Mevarech and has a right to make the bracha on the Berkas Kohanim, because only then is the Berkas Kohanim Ketikuna. Only then is the Berkas Kohanim able to be chal on the Am that he's being Mevarech. And for that reason, Blessed Ben Shmuel was saying that because I am Rochim Amma, I am someone that has Ava to the Tzibur that I'm being Mevarech, for that reason I am allowed to make a Bracha, because my Berkas Kohanim is the proper Berkas Kohanim, because again, my Berkas Kohanim is being done be'ava. That is another way with which one can explain our Gemara. Now let's go on to the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Shaul Talmidei Esrei Peida, B'meh Harachti Yomim, Omer Lohem Le'Birachti Ufnei Kohen, I did not make a bracha before a Kohen. The Gemara asks, L'meimer the Mayusahi, L'meimer, that sounds like it was a good thing that he had a Kohen be Mevarech before him. V'omer B'ichmen Kol Tamachachem Shavarech Fonu Afil Kohen Gadol Amoretz, Oisei Tamachachem Chayim Misa. The Gemara answers by saying, Ki Ka'amar Iyu B'Shavin, he is talking about a case b'shavin, and only then is there an inyan to a kohen b'mevarech before. Now, to understand that, the Rabbi Yechanan said, "Kol tamachachem shavarech afanu afiu kohen gadol amaretz." Oisei tamachachem chay misa. We find three mahalchem in the Mefarshim. The Ritva explains that we say oisei tamachachem chay misa is only if the kohen was mevarech afanav without Rishos, without the Talmud Chacham giving explicit permission for the Kohen to make a bracha. But if that the Kohen is Mevorech is with the Rishos of the Talmud Chacham, then the Talmud Chacham is not Chai Misa. And Ocher the Ritva is based on that we find that by Talmud Chacham, the Halacha is Chacham Shemachal al Kveide Talmud Chacham that was Meiche al Kveide Kveide Machal. Talmud Chacham has a right to Meiche al Kveide. And for that reason, if he lets a Kohen be Mevorech Afanav, there is no Chai Misa because the Talmud Chacham has a right to Meiche al Kveide. The Rashba goes on to say that even with Rishos, there is a Chai Misa. But that is only, as Rashba says, if he gives Rishos to Kohen Amaretz. But let's say he would give Rishos to another Amaretz, to an Amaretz that is not a Kohen, then there is no Chai Misa because, again, a Talmud Chacham has a right to Meiche al Kveide. Only if he gives Rishos to Kohen Amaretz do we say the Chai Misa, as Rashba explains, because Sharoya Oimer the Mishum Kavet Kahuna Adif Mikavateo Nesan Uvarech. The Rei will say that the reason why Talmud Chacham is giving the Kohen Rishos is because Kavet Kahuna takes precedence to Kavet HaTeira. And for that reason, the Talmud Chacham is Chai Misa, because the person that sees the Talmud Chacham giving the Kohen Rishos will make a mistake to assume that Kavet Kahuna takes precedence to Kavet HaTeira. That's how the Rashba explains our Gemara. The Turi Evan explains our Gemara as follows, that even though there is a rule of Talmud Chacham Shemachal al Kveide Kveide Machal, that is only as far as the covet of a Talmud Chacham is concerned. But if one has Bizoyin as well, if there is Bizoyin involved, we do not say Talmud Chacham Shemachal Bizoyin Bizoyin Machal. As far as Bizoyin of a Talmud Chacham has no right to Meich on his Bizoyin. And therefore, as far as our Gemara is concerned, that there is Bizoyin as well, for that reason we say a Talmud Chacham has no right to Meichel on his Bizoyin. That is the Shitza of the Turi Evan. Now getting back to Gemara's Teretz is Ki Ka'amar Ihu B'Shavin. Repreda was talking about a case of Shavin. And since they are Shavin, for that reason, Repreda had the right to give up the bracha to a Kayin. And what a Kayin be Mavaruch upon it, because we're not talking about a Kayin Amaretz. Taisus asks, if we are talking about a case of Shavin, that both a Kayin Mavaruch and a Preda were equal, Maribusa, what is the Chiddush? V'aksiv v'kidashtei v'kodavar shabiktusha. There is a Chiyav of v'kidashtei v'kodavar shabiktusha. Taisus answers, v'yishvim the Shavin lav dafka. That the Gemara says Shavin does not mean that they are exactly equal. El Kayin Mersha Kayin Nami Tamachachim. But rather, Taisus explains that Shavin is coming to tell us that the Kohen is not a Kohen Amaretz, but rather the Kohen is a Kohen Talmud Chacham. Omnam einai chashev kameisa. But yet the Kohen was not as chashev as a Preda. V'afi uhachi lehoyer v'preda reitza likras afonav. From Taisus one sees that me'ikr hadin, if one has a Kohen Talmud Chacham, and one has a Talmud Chacham, a Yisrael Talmud Chacham, who is a bigger Talmud Chacham than the Kohen, then there is no Chiyuv v'kidashtei to mechabed as a Kohen. Only Mimidas Chasidus was Repreda mechabed the Kohen to be Kohen Lofonav. But as far as the mitzvahs v'kidashtei, since Repreda was a bigger Talmud Chacham, there is no longer a mitzvahs asei v'kidashtei that is mechayev to mechabed the Kohen. In the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says the following halacha. Ehu dvarim amru mipnei darkei shalom. These halachas were said mipnei darkei shalom. Kohen, kohirei, rishon. The Kohen gets the first aliyah. Va'acharav Levi, va'acharav Yisrael mipnei darkei shalom. The Gemara asks, mipnei darkei shalom, deraisa. There is a chiyuv deraisa v'kidashtei, that the Kohen should be the one to be kohirei rishon. So how can the Mishnah say mipnei darkei shalom? Kohirei is a chiyuv deraisa of v'kidashtei. The Gemara goes on to say, that there is a chiddush of mipnei darkei shalom is in a case of embalachle kaved l'rabbi oyu mishagodayim. And if let's say the Kohen decides that he wants to give his aliyah to his rebbe or to anyone else that's called oyimenu, so as far as the ikra din of the kiddush there shas biyadi, he will be allowed to give up the kaved to someone else. But mipnei darkei shalom, we said that he is not allowed to give up the kavod to anyone else, in order shoyavay lidei machlekes, that should not come to machlekes. The Gemara asks, "Ini v'Rav Huna kari b'kani?" I we find that Rav Huna, who was not a kohen, received the first aliyah. Zakti Gemar Shaini Ravhuna Lafiwar Vami Verbasi Kahani Khashiva Dirtsal Makef Havukaifiway. All the Kayanim at the time Ravhuna were Makef Kayef Ravhuna, were subordinates to Ravhuna, and therefore for that reason there is no chash that by Rav Huna taking the first aliyah, it will come to Machlokes, and for that reason, Rav Huna was an exception. Rav Huna was allowed to get the first aliyah based on the fact that Rav Huna was a greater Talmud Chacham than all the Kohanim in his dar. And so do we find in Tesis first Pshat in our Sugya that explains that Rapida, let the Kohanim of our Chrishan, is referring to Kriyas HaTorah, and that the Gemara says that Me'ikar Adin Rapida would have been allowed to be Kriya Rishin, is based on the fact that all the Kohanim in the Dar of Rapida were Kafaf to Rapida. Rapida was a bigger Talmud Chacham than all the Kohanim in his Dar, and for that reason, really Rapida would have been allowed to be Kriya Rishin. The only reason why he was not Kriya Rishin was only Amidas Chasidas. That is how Tesis explains our Gemara according to Tesis' first Pshat. Now, as far as that of the Gemara says, that Rav Huna was Kriya Rishon based on the fact that all the Kohanim make of Avukaifi way, we find a tremendous Machlokes HaRishonim. The Torah in Siman Kof Lamed Hei brings down the following Machlokes. The Torah says, if one has a Gadol Muflag, the Halach is Yachol L'Kreis B'Fnei Kohen. He is allowed to get the first Aliyah. He is allowed to be Kriya B'Fnei Kohen. Based on the Gemara and Gittin, the Gemara says that Rav Huna was allowed to be Kriya Rishon based on that all the Kohanim were Makef Havukaifilei. On the other hand, the Torah brings down Rav Amram Kosav Kalhecha Dika Kohen Leisle Rishos Yisrael Mikri Kamei. Yisrael does not have a Rishos to get the Kohen's Aliyah. Afilu Hu Nasi Shvi Yisrael. Even if he is a Nasi Shvi Yisrael, still the Kohen takes precedence. And the question is, what happened to the Mefurshim Gemara and Gittin? I think Maran Gittin says Rav Huna had a right to be Kriya Rishon based on the fact that all Kohanim were Makef Havukaifilei. So the Drisha explains Rav Amram Shita as follows, that the Machlokes, the Torah, and Rav Amram is as far as how to understand the Gemara Gittin. Do we say that Rav Huna had a right to be Kriya Rishon is only if the Kohen actually gave him Rishos? Then we say if the Kohen gave him Rishos, then Rav Huna was an exception, was allowed to be Kirei, but without Rishos, even Rav Huna cannot be Kirei, or even without Rishos, a Yisrael who is Muflag B'Dorei has a right to be Kirei with Nekayin. That is Machlokes between the two Shitas in the Torah. The Torah himself holds that even without Rishos, Yisrael HaMuflag B'Dorei has a right to be Kirei with Nekayin, because again, the whole Mitzvah V'Kidashtei does not apply if the Yisrael is a bigger Talmud Chacham than the Kohen. And for that reason, by Yisrael Muflag B'Dorei, that there is no chash of a Machlokes, he is allowed to be Kohen Fnei Kohen. Rav Amram, on the other hand, argues, Rav Amram understands that the Gemara says that by Yisrael Gadol, by Yisrael Muflag B'Dorei, he is allowed to be Kohen only with the Nesinas Rishos of a Kohen. If a Kohen gave him permission to be Kohen, without the Rishos of a Kohen, the Yisrael, even though he is a Muflag B'Dorei, does not have Rishos to be Kohen. According to Ramam, one has to explain our Gemara as follows, that the Me'ikar Adin Rapida had a right to Yivarech Rishon was only in a case that the Kohen gave Rapida Rishos. Only then would Rapida have had a right to Yivarech Rishon, if not for the fact he was Machmer Al-Atzmai Mimides Chasidos, and he let the Kohen Yivarech even with Nisinas Rishos. From Ramam, one sees that the mitzvah of the Kiddushtei applies not only when the Yisrael and Kohen are on the same level, but even if the Yisrael is a bigger Talmud Chacham than the Kohen, still the mitzvah of the Kiddushtei applies that there still is a chiyuv to mekadesh the Kohen, and the Kohen still has a kedima to the Yisrael, and the Kohen takes precedence to the Yisrael, even though the Yisrael is a Talmud Chacham and the Kohen is a Kohen Amoretz. Tavis Kash is, as we find in the Rambam Pirshei Mishnayos in the fifth parak of Gittin, that there is a mefurish and Mishnah and Hurias that seems to contradict this chiddush of Rav Amram. The Mishnah Hurriya says a Yisrael Talmud Chacham, even a Mamzer Talmud Chacham, takes precedence to Kohen Amoretz. And not only does a Mamzer Talmud Chacham take precedence to Kohen Amoretz, but even to Kohen Gadol Amoretz do we say that a Mamzer Talmud Chacham is Kohen Gadol Amoretz. As the Mishnah explains, if let's say you have a Kohen Gadol Amoretz and a Mamzer Talmud Chacham b'shivya, They were both captured. And the shaila is, who to be paid there first? They only have enough money to be paid the one. Which one are we paid there? We are paid there a mamzer tamal chacham before Kohen Gadol Amaretz. Someone sees that the covered HaTorah, the covered of tamal chacham, comes before the covered kohuna. If so, how can a Rambam go and say that one needs the mechil of a kohen in order to be kohen, in order for the tamal chacham to be kohen rishon? The covered of tamal chacham takes precedence to the covered kohuna of the kohen. To answer this kash, we find in the Sefer Arz of the Beirav and Gittin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, that says the following chiddush: that in the pasuk of Ikidash Day, besides for the Iker Halacha, that one sees that there is a halacha to be mechabed a kohen, to mekadish a kohen by giving him kavod, but there is a secondary halacha as well. That just like we find that a kohen is zeicha b'manas kohuna, and a kohen has chosim and to receive matnas kohuna, so too the Torah is mechadish that there is a schos hakohen. The kohen has a schos to be the one to be kohen rishon, to be the one to be mevarech rishon. That also is mischusei kohuna. And since that is also mischusei kohuna, the only way that the kohen gadol can give up that schos is only if he actually goes and is meichel that schos. Without the mechil of a kohen, even though the covered of a tamal chacham takes precedence to the covered of a kohen, but as far as the schos hakohen, the kohen's schos remains. And therefore, the only way that the kohen can give up that schos is only by going and actually transferring that schos to the tamal chacham. And only then do we say that the tamal chacham is kohen, based on the fact that covered tamal chacham takes precedence to covered kohuna. That is how the Arz of the Bei Rav explains the Shita of Rav Amram. So again, according to Rav Amram, it comes out that there are two separate components in the Kiddush Day. One halacha is that mikaved kohuna, one is mechuyev to makdim a kohen, that a kohen comes before everyone else. And on that we say that kaved kohuna does not take precedence to kaved teira, but rather kaved teira takes precedence to kaved kohuna. But yet there is a second halacha as well, that in Vikidash Day, the Torah gave a schus to a kohen to be kohen rishon and mevarech rishon, and therefore one needs the transfer of that schus by the kohen allowing the tamal chacham to come before him. And without that transfer of this schus, the kohen would still take precedence to the tamal chacham. And therefore, getting back to our Gemara, that the Rapei de Meikra then would be allowed to mevarech rishon is only because we are talking about a case that one had the nesinas rishus of the kohen to transfer his chos to mevarech rishon to Rapeda. And still Rapeda, mimidas chasidos, let the kohen be mevarech rishon. Now let's go on to the next gemara. The gemara says, shor b'kibas in l'chunya ha-gadol, ba'meh herach te'yomim. So he said, omer le miyomeh le kibalti matonis. As the gemara explains, ki had rebel lozer, ki havim shadui matonis, when you send the matonis, when you see, lo yav a shakil. Now to explain that we say Seine Matane Sichya, we find two basic mahalchim. The Mechaber explains Seine Matane Sichya based on the fact Shetzorech Levteach Ba'Hashem. A person has to be Beteach Ba'Hashem. As the Mitzudas explains Shebeteach Ba'Hashem Va'oz Hashem Yosef Oichayim. If someone is saying matonis and is b'teach b'Hashem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be ma'isef o'ichayim. On the other hand, this ma in Sivkot and Dawud explains shederech b'nei adam yisrohud achar moment. The reason why we say saying matonis yichya is because if one will be mekabel matonis u'yiyachol u'yichiyach habriyas ma'aseh meram, a person will not be able to give the briyas musar ma'aseh meram, and therefore in order to enable the person to give other people musar, one needs the midah of Seinei Matanis, because only then will he be able to give other people Teichacha. The Marau, on the other hand, in the Sivat Torah, Perek Dalet, explains that we say Seinei Matanis Yichya differently. The Marau explains that in order for someone to be Chai, one needs that he should not be a Mekabel, that he should not be a Mekabel from others. Only then do we see that the person is a Chai. And for that reason, we say Seinei Matanis Yichya, because through that he's Mekabel Matanis, he's being Mekabel from others. he turns into a makabel. And as long as a person is a makabel, he is lacking in chiyus. That is how the Maral explains Seinei Matana Sichya. In our Gemara, we find the Machlekes. As the Gemara says, Ubzeira kavim mashadri, benesia loy avashako, kavim mazam ni loy ozo. Omar is a kuri de mesakri bi. So we find a machlekes between Ablazar and Ubzeira. Ablazar, even when they were mazam and loy ava ozo, even when they invited him loy ava ozo. Ubzeira on the other hand, when they invited him, hava ozo. As Ubzeira explains, Isakuri de mesakri bi. They are receiving covered through my coming. And therefore, for that reason, Abzeira went. Okay, one can explain that the machlokes between Abaz and Abzeira is based on a fundamental understanding of Seinei Matana Sichya. If one understands Seinei Matana Sichya again, like the Mechaber, which is based on Havoy of Teach Bashem, or, as Isma explains, because through being Mechab Matanis, one is no longer able to give Moser Okhira, Isakuri the Mesakabi would not be a cheshbin to Makabo Matanis from the Benesia. On the other hand, if one understands like the Maral, that the problem, the chsarn of Seinei Matanis Yechia, the chsarn of Matanis, is through that he becomes a Makabo. Okay, one can explain, the Rebzeri understands, since Isakuri the Mesakabi, he is not being Makabo Matana. If anything, he is giving them a Matana. And for that reason, there is no problem with being Mekabel Matanis, because again, he is not the Mekabel. He is a Nisan. The fact that it's a Kriya Hu the Mesakribi creates that his Kabbalah's Matana is not really a Mekabel, but rather he is giving them something by that he came to their Suda. Now let's go on to the next Sugya. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanim Bate Knesis Ein Neigem Ben Kalas Reish Ein Eichemen Vein Sheisen Bohen, etc. Now, to explain that it says in Neigen Ben Kalas Reish, we find the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi explains, in Neigen Ben Kalas Reish, all the rest of the halachas that are mentioned in this Tesefta of Ein Eichemen and Sheisen Ben are all to explain that we said in Neigen Ben Kalas Reish. Ein Neigen Ben Kalas Reish means Ein Eichemen and Sheisen Ben v'chulei. On the other hand, the Rambam, Perek Yav, Melchisvi Alachavav, argues in Rashi, and explains the Neigem Ben Kalas Reish is a separate halacha. As the Rambam explains, the Neigem Ben Kalas Reish means Kein Tzchik Vehisol V'Sicha B'Teila. Sicha B'Teila is included, according to the Rambam, in the halacha V'Neigem Ben Kalas Reish. V'chir, according to the Rambam, that there is an Isser Sicha B'Teila is only a Sicha B'Teila that has absolutely no purpose. But speaking words that have a purpose, that would be mutter in a Beis HaKnesses. On the other hand, in the Prima Gadim, in Simukof Nanalef, Eish Avam, Simukot Nanalef, the Prima Gadim says the following halacha. The Prima Gadim says, Yishuigar b'mish me'siach sichas chum v'Beis HaKnesses. One should be goyer and scream at someone that sach sichas chum v'Beis HaKnesses. Afogav she'enoi sicha b'teiwa. As the Prima Gadim proves, the B'lav Hachi, it obviously cannot be referring to Sicha Beteiwa, which means Sicha, for no purpose whatsoever. The B'lav Hachi, even without the Isser of speaking Sicha Beteiwa in a Beis HaKnesses, called Sach Sicha Beteiwa Eivir Ba'asei Medrabanan Al-Kopanim. There is an Isser Medrabanan to be Sach Sicha Beteiwa wherever one is, even not in a Beis HaKnesses. So obviously, if there is an Isser of being Sach in a Beis HaKnesses, we are not referring to Sicha Beteiwa, but rather we are referring to any Sicha Schuin one is not allowed to do in a Beis HaKnesses. And the Rambam Mocher one sees, the Rambam understands that the only Isser of Sicha in a Beis HaKnesses is only Sicha B'Teila. The problem is, how does Rambam answer the Prima Gadim's Kasha? Mocher, there is an Isser of Sicha B'Teila wherever one is, even not in a Beis HaKnesses, as the Gemara says, Kosach Sicha B'Teila Eiver Ba'asei. So to answer the Rambam Mocher, one has to say that the Rambam understands that the Gemara in Yuma, Lafi Tesma based Darshins from the Pasuk of the Barta Bom Vule Bidvar Machirim, not referring to Sicha without any purpose. Sicha without any purpose is not Osir, as far as the Pasuk of the Barta Bom Vule Bidvar Machirim is concerned. Only Beveis HaKnesses is an Isser of Sicha B'Teiwa. That the Gemara Numa Darshan Zibartavam Vuei Bedvar Machirim is referring to Dibur Shal Gnaiva Kalas Reish, as we find in the Magen Avraham and Tzimakof Nevov, Seifs of Katan Beis. The Prima Gadim is going like the Shita of Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachas of Tesma Beis. The Rabbeinu Yoina argues, and Rabbeinu Yoina explains, Sichas Chuen means Hainuk Shemadaber B'divrei Havoi. In other words, any Dibur which has no purpose is included in Sichas Chuen, which, as the Gemara Numa says, is over Ba'asei of Dibarta Bom Vebedvar Machirim. According to Rabbeinu Yoina, it's Muchach, as the Prima Gadim says, that the Isser Veis HaKnesses has to be referring to even a Sikha which has a purpose. Even Diburim that have a purpose are also Asser. Even though they are not Dvarim Batelim, they are still Asser Veis HaKnesses as long as the Diburim are considered Sikhas Chulin. So again, we have a tremendous Machlekes HaRishonim. If the Isser of Sikha in a Veis HaKnesses is referring to Sikha Batela, which means Sikha without any purpose, or even a sicha with a purpose, as long as the diburim are diburim shalchun, one is not allowed to talk diburim shalchun in a beis haknesses, which is a shita of a prima gadim based on a Rabbeinu Yoina and brachas daf tesma beis. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara says, "Amar Ravasi batiknesia shebabavel al tnai nasuyin." Batiknesis and bavel were made al tnai. Vafal pikenin noyin ben kalas reish umayniu cheshbonis. Now, to explain this halacha, we find three basic mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi Shita, Madira Mascha Tanai. As the Rishonim explained, for example, the Rosh in the first pack of Bava Basra Siman Dalad, Rashi understands Al Tanai Nasuyin works even when the Beis HaKnesses is built. Even as long as the Beis HaKnesses is built, we say Al Tanai Nasuyin, and one is allowed to use the Beis HaKnesses for other Tashmishim, besides for Cheshbonis, which is considered a Kalas Reish. That is the Shita of Rashi. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues on Rashi. Tosfos holds that we say Al Tanai Nasuyin is only once the Beis HaKnesses is Charif. Only after the Beis HaKnesses is destroyed do we say Al Tanai Nasuyin, and one is allowed to use the Makam of the Beis HaKnesses. As long as the Beis HaKnesses is built, we do not say Al Tanai Nasuyin, and there is no heter to use the Beis HaKnesses, as Tosfos proves from that that we see in the Gemara Vayter that the Amoraim did not want to go into the Beis HaKnesses b'kshamim b'mpnei geshamim. I will chayra, the Beis HaKnesses was built Al Tanai. From here, Tosfos proves that we say Al Tanai Nasuyin again is only referring to after the Beis HaKnesses is nechrav. As long as the Beis HaKnesses is built, we do not say Al Tanai Nasuyin, and there is no heter to use the Beis HaKnesses. To answer the Shita of Rashi, one has to say, as there is a Ruah as Mataretz, that really it was mutter for them to be nechnas the Beis HaKnesses based on the fact that Beis HaKnesses is above Al Tanai Nasuyin. That they did not go into the Beis HaKnesses was because they were being machmir on themselves. So again, we have two Shitas. The Shita of Rashi is that Al Tanai Nasuyin works even as long as the Beis HaKnesses is built. Tais on the other argues and holds that Al Tanai Nasuyin only works when the Beis HaKnesses is Nechrav. The Ramban has a third Shita. The Ramban understands that Tanai Nasuyin works whether the Beis HaKnesses is built or the Beis HaKnesses is destroyed, like Rashi. But the Ramban is Machmir, and the Ramban understands Al Tanai Nasuyin only lets one be Mishtamish with the Beis HaKnesses if one has no other choice. But if one has another choice, there is no heter to mishtamish of a HaKnesses, whether it is built or whether it is nechrav. So again, the Ramban holds like Rashi that Tanai Nasuyin works even b'vinyanei, but only if there is no other choice. According to Rashi, Tanai Nasuyin allows one to mishtamish with a Beis HaKnesses, even if one has another choice. The Ramban understands that the heter to mishtamish of a HaKnesses is only if one has no other choice. And therefore, according to Ramban, one can answer Tesis Raya as follows. We find in the Kesef Mishnah of the Beis Yosef that to go in Mipnei HaGashamim is not considered Midoichak. As the Kesef Mishnah explains, we find people walk in the rain, and therefore it is not considered enough of a Deichak to allow one to be mishtamish with the Beis HaKnesses based on the fact that the Beis HaKnesses is Al Tanai. Only Midoichak is there a heter. And therefore, Mipnei HaGashamim, which is not considered Midoichak, there is no heter to be Nechnas and Mipnei HaGashamim. That is how the Ramban answers the Kasha of Tosfos. Now getting back to Tosfos, Tosfos explains that Tanai only works when the Beis HaKnesses was Choref. Tosfos explains the Oz Mahani HaTanai. V'dafka l'eisan sh'vavom haniatnai sh'ayla eis b'goyel b'mehira v'yameinu tifka kedushasan. Tosfos explains that the Tanai works. Once the Beis HaKnesses is charev is based on that ein kedushasan l'ilam. The kedusha is not a kedusha that lasts forever. Sh'ayleis b'goyel, when the goyel comes b'mehira v'yameinu tifka kedushasan, the kedusha will no longer remain, the kedusha will go off. And for that reason, Tanai works. But for those in Eretz Yisrael, hani tanai, because their kedusha remains forever. The Magen Avraham in Smakuf Nanavos of Katan Tesvav asks on Tesis of Halan Kasha. We find the Gemara says Vayter and Afchav Tesam and Aleph that Sidim Bate Kenesius Bate Medrasha Shavavo She Kavu Beretz Yisrael. As the Gemara explains, Uma Tavar VeKarmel Shebo Elu Lefisha Lomay Teir Nekvam Beretz Yisrael Bate Kenesius Bate Medrashes Shekiru Nabitza Anteir Achas Kam VeKama. So we see Bate Kenesius Bate Medrashes are going to be Nekvam Beretz Yisrael. So here their kedusha is also a kedusha Seilam. So how can one be Masna on Bate Kenesius Shebavo Achas Chorbanim? The Magen Avraham goes on to say that we say Asidim Bate Kenesius Shebavo. To be Nikvan Eretz Yisrael is only the binyan, not the actual karka. And therefore, b'chutz l'aretz, once the Beis HaKnesses is destroyed, mahani tonight, and I works to use the karka, because the karka, the kedushas karka, will not remain. Because even though the Batei Knesses Shavav will be Nikvan Eretz Yisrael, that is only referring to the actual binyan, not the karka of the binyan. But Magen Avraham asks, again, the Gemara says that what is the makar that Asidim Bate Knesses Shebavo to be Nikvan Eretz Yisrael? The makar is from that we find that the Har Tov and Har Karmel are going to be Nikvan Eretz Yisrael. So here one sees that even Karka will be Nikvan Eretz Yisrael based on the Kal V'Chomer from Har Tov and Har Karmel. So we find in the Chasam Sofer and Tshuvas and Arachayim Simon Lamed that we were now from Tover and Karmel, and Tover and Karmel have a schus to be Nikvan Eretz Yisrael is based on the fact that they moved from their place with Lul Meitir, like the Gemara says. Umata Rakamashri Bo Elf El Fishal Umatir. In other words, they moved from their place in order to Antir. For that reason, they have a schus to be Nikvan Eretz Yisrael. But the Chasam Sofer goes on to say that Karko Igam Shabbos HaKnesses, the floor of the Beis HaKnesses, never moved in Mekaymai. And therefore, it will not be Nikva Eretz Yisrael. Because as far as the Karka'ilam is concerned, there is no way to earn out the Karka'ilam from Tavar V'Karma, which actually moved me Mekayimai. And for that reason, it will have a schus be Nikvan Eretz Yisrael. That is how the Chasam Sofer answers the Magen Avraham's Kasha. According to this Chasam Sofer, one can explain another Chiddush we find in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says in Sivkot Yud Zayin that we say, according to Tesis, that Tanai does not help as long as the Beis HaKnesses is built, is only if it was built originally to be used as a Beis HaKnesses. But let's say one has a binyan that was not originally built to be used as a Beis HaKnesses. Tanai would work, according to Tesis, even as long as the Beis HaKnesses is built. L'chaya, the Pshat in the Magen Avraham is as follows, that the Magen Avraham understands that Tesis understands that there's a difference between Bevinyane u'Bechorbane, that Tanai does not help as long as the Beis HaKnesses is built, but rather we say Tanai only helps when the Beis HaKnesses was destroyed, is based on that as long as the Beis HaKnesses is built, then you have the Gemara Vayter Nachav Tesam and Aleph, Vasidim Bate Knesses Shebavo, Uyis Nikvon Beretz Yisrael, and therefore the Beis HaKnesses, the Kedusha of this Beis HaKnesses, is a Kedusha that is Kayim Lo'ilam, and therefore just like Tanai does not help and Bate Knesses Shebaretz Yisrael, based on the fact that their Kedusha will remain forever, so too as long as the Beis HaKnesses is Bevinyonei, again, since Asidim Bate Knesses Huyis Nekvoyim Beretz Yisrael, their Kedusha again is forever, and for that reason tonight doesn't help. And therefore, that we say Asidim Bate Knesses Shebava Huyis Nekvoyim Beretz Yisrael is, as the Chasam Sofer explains, based on that we were now from Har Tavor and Har Karmel, that they moved in order to earn Torah. But if one has a binyan that was not built originally to be used as a Beis HaKnesses, but rather as Tama Bayis, and later on he decided to make this binyan into a Beis HaKnesses, in such a case we cannot learn out from Har Tavor and Har Karmel, because again, these Avonim that were used for the binyan were not moved, did not move in order Wilmer Torah, but rather they were used as a regular binyan. And therefore, even Bivinyone's the binyan HaBeis HaKnesses is considered like the Karka Ilam, which will not be Nikva Beretz Yisrael. And since will not be nikva beretzal, therefore tnai will help even as long as the Pesach Knesset is built, because again, the Kedusha will not remain forever, because of Kshuv Yigil v'meher v'yameinu, the Kedusha will be paka for the same reason the Kedusha is paka from the Karka Ulam, from the floor of the Beis HaKnesses. That is Mogen Avraham's Teretz and his explanation in Tosfos. From Nesano, on the other hand, the Nes Nun, and so to find in Oyer Rabba, in Sivkatan Chaf Aleph, explain Tosfos differently. They answer the Mogen Avraham's Kash as follows. Again, the Mogen Avraham asks, how can they say Tivka Kedushasan? What happened to Mordaf Chavtas Manalf was Sidim Bate Knees, used to be Nikva in Eretz Yisrael. So Karnasano explains that we say Sidim Bate Knees, used to be Nikva in Eretz Yisrael, does not mean that they will have the Kedusha, a Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses in Eretz Yisrael, but rather they will have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, since all they will have is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, again, the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses will be Paka, will not remain forever, and for that reason, Tanai helps. Now, according to Karnasano, and Oy Rabbah, one has to understand, then why doesn't Tanai help even Bivinyone? So before we say Pshat and Tosfos, according to the Karnasano and Oy Rabbah, I'd like to say over the Mogen Avraham's Kasha. The Mogen Avraham and some Katan Yadal asked the following Kasha. How can one say that Tanai does not help Bivinyone? We find by Tashmishe Kedusha that one could be Masna. That one could be Masna on Tashmishe Kedusha, that Tashmishe Kedusha could be used for other purposes. So too, why can one not be masna that the Beis HaKnesses should be able to be used for other purposes, just like any other Tashmishei Kedusha? The Mogen Avraham goes on to say that even according to Tosfos, one could be masna to use the Beis HaKnesses for Tashmishim, just like any other Tashmishei Kedusha. Only for Kalas Reish, for example, Achil Oshtia, Oy Mahani Tanai. But for other Tashmishim, they're not considered the same Kalas Reish as Achil Oshtia. Even according to Tosfos, one can be masna even as long as the Beis HaKnesses is built. That is the shita of the Mogen Avraham. The Bi'ur Halacha answers the Mogen Avraham's kasha as follows. The Bi'ur Halacha says Beis HaKnesses is different. Beis HaKnesses is different than all other Tashmishei Kedusha. As the Bi'ur Halacha says, Kivon de mitzvi sheyisol yilem mikdash ma'at b'chol makom sheim. Therefore, Chazal said that one cannot be masna Beis HaKnesses HaKavua, because otherwise, if one would be masna, even as long as the Beis HaKnesses is built, use it for Shar Tashmishim, it would come out that he does not have a Beis HaKnesses. It would be considered like a regular bias. And if so, he would not be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaKnesses. And for that reason, Tanai doesn't help. On the other hand, all other Tashmishei Kedusha that do not have this problem, Tanai would help. Because even if it will not be considered Tashmishei Kedusha, there's no problem. One does not need to have that it should be considered Tashmishei Kedusha. On the other hand, by Beis HaKnesses, if one would be masna, will come out that he does not have a Beis HaKnesses. And for that reason, tonight doesn't help by Beis HaKnesses b'vinyonei for any Tashmish whatsoever. That is the Teretz of the Bi'ur Halacha. Rav Moshe goes on to say that the Mogen Avraham also agrees to the Chiddush of the Bi'ur Halacha, that one cannot be masna, because if one would be masna to use a Beis HaKnesses for all Tashmishim, he will be missing a Beis HaKnesses, and therefore he will not be Mekayim the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaKnesses. The Mogen Avraham understands that a Tanai that does not allow one to be Eichel V'Sheiser or any other thing which is considered a Kalas Reish, just other Tashmishim, that does not create a situation that one does not have a Beis HaKnesses, it would still be considered a Beis HaKnesses, as Ramesha explains. But there are two Kedushas in a Beis HaKnesses. There is a Kedusha Chamura and a Kedusha Kala. And a Tanai would create that it no longer has a Kedusha Chamura, which allows him to do Shar Tashmishim, but the Kedusha Kala remains, and for that reason it is still considered a Beis HaKnesses, and one has the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaKnesses. But even according to the Mogen Avraham, that one cannot be masna b'vinyonei to use the Beis HaKnesses Achil Oshtia is also based as the Bi'ur Halacha explains, because if one would be masna to use the Beis HaKnesses Achil Oshtia, will come out that one does not have a Beis HaKnesses, and therefore he is being mevatel the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaKnesses. Because again, such a Beis HaKnesses would not be considered a Beis HaKnesses as long as one is eating and drinking in the Beis HaKnesses. Therefore, Moshe goes on to say that is a pshat in the difference between Bivinyonei uvichurbonei. Because as far as Binyonei is concerned, the Binyan itself needs to have a Kedushas Beis HaKnesses in order for one to mekayim the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaKnesses. On the other hand, b'churbonei, that one no longer needs the Beis HaKnesses for Kiyum Mitzvahs Binyan Beis HaKnesses, because again, there is no Beis HaKnesses. Therefore, one would be allowed to Masna Mechorbanu based on the fact that his Tanai does not affect his Mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaKnesses. That is how one can explain Tesis based on the Bialacha and Ramosha Negros Moshe and Arachem Mechelk Beis Simon Memzalit.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.